The minhag for today is dipping bread in salt. I'm sure many of you have the minhag. It's not really Friday night. I'll talk about Friday night. No. Pilfah karet. Then there's a reason not to dip the bread in the salt. But generally, there is a custom / halacha. Not necessarily a custom. It's more of a requirement to dip the bread in salt. Where does this come from? So first of all, salt is the chazal. There's a pasuk in the Torah. Bris melach oilam. Koyhanim, the koyhanim, I'll call karbon chatak of melach. Hashem made a treaty with the koyhanim, and the treaty that Hashem made with koyhanim is compared to salt. We're not familiar with these things, but they say that salt never spoils. Is that true? Salt never spoils?
It's
organic, it can. So just like salt never spoils, it represents eternity, nitzchias. And a bris, what is a bris? A bris is forever. This is a treaty that cannot be broken forever. When Hashem wants to express His will that the Kohanim shall serve as leaders for the Jewish people forever, it is characterized and it is compared to salt. Salt does not spoil, salt remains forever, and therefore the treaty with Kohanim is salt. Gemara says, now this is the Gemara doesn't really tell us the reason. All the Gemara says is Habotzea, a person that breaks bread, Eina Rashai Livtsoya at Shayavio Melech. You're not allowed to break bread until salt is brought to the table. Kedei litbol b'hem prusamoytzi, so that you dip your bread in salt. It's not really clear what exactly is the reason, but it's a halacha. It's really more of a halacha. You're not allowed to break bread until the bread, the salt is brought to the table. Tosis there says that only applies. The Gemara, in fact, I'm not sure the Gemara or Tosis, only applies to bread garua, low quality bread. In ancient times, they had what was called, I don't know if we can even have today, low-quality bread. Low-quality bread. In order to enhance the bread, you need salt. So maybe it appears that the bracha should be a bracha levatol, it should be a chashuv of bracha. It appears the equal reason why you need salt is to enhance the bread should be chashuv. And it's chashuv when you might see shem shamayim, baruch atah Hashem, elokeinu melech olam, hamoitzi lechem min ha'aretz, if you're making a bracha on something which is really disgusting, it's meaningless, it's insignificant, that's not a proper bracha. You have to give importance, chashivas, to the bread. Make the bread important so that when you say the Shem Hashem, it's not a disgrace to the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say the bread over this piece of it. Therefore, Tosfos says, Bizman Hazeh, where all of our bread is chashiv, we don't make bread that's not chashiv. Every piece of bread itself today, all bread has salt. They add salt to bread. It's one of the ingredients.
Salt-free bread.
Except for salt-free bread. Okay, but generally, but bread today is chashiv. You don't need to dip the bread in salt. So therefore, the halacha goes away, and this that we're now going to dip the bread in salt is a minog. You see, that's you get into the delicate nature. What is halacha? What is a minog? If the bread is garua, it's insignificant, then the halacha is you must dip the bread in salt. You're not allowed to make hamotzi until you bring the salt, because you have to give it chashivus. You have to show that it's important. It's something which, and the way you show it's important is you dip, you enhance it. But if it's chashuv, Tosfos says you don't need to dip, and therefore it appears that in time of the Rishonim they didn't dip. It was not done because all bread, and certainly today, is chashuv, and especially the Pesachim said that if the bread, you have bread today that already has salt as an ingredient, which most bread does, you don't need al pi halacha to dip the bread in salt. But it became the minhag to do so. Why is it the minhag to do so? So here we get into Kabbalah. And the Mishnah Berurah is not embarrassed. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Mekubalim, and we quote halacha. There are basically two reasons why. Number one, salt, we don't know what this means. It's megan. The fact that salt is on the table somehow serves as protection. The Ben Yishchai, Baghdad. So he says that it was only that when they did Bedikas Chametz, that's what he writes. In Baghdad, in Iraq, when they did Bedikas Chametz, it is such a chashuv mitzvah to do bedikas chametz the night of Pesach, the erev Pesach, that it's sakonis nefashos. Sakonis nefashos because the Satan is so jealous of what's going on, that Bnei Yisrael are doing such a chashuv mitzvah. So when they did bedikas chametz, they carried around with them a pouch of salt. So he says, in Iraq, you have to go see what their customs are. They carried around the pouch of salt as the salt alone is megan. It protects. Okay, in the Mishnah, it says, the Shulchan Aruch, is that what this is brought down in the Halacha, is that why the reason why you have salt on the table is to be megan. Why megan? To protect you. Because what happens, a typical meal, or at least in Asia, one person makes the bracha. One person says, Hamotzi lechem min aretz, and everyone else answers, Amen, and like Friday night. What is everyone doing until everyone's ready? Do nothing. It's the biggest bittul zman in the world. Friday night, go wash, right? Wash, you sit by the table, and everyone's saying, no. I know that my nephew and niece came to the house and there was bread on the table. So he wants new. Yeah. During the week. Why does he want new? He calls the bread new. Why does the child call the bread new? Because Friday night, when everyone is sitting around and waiting for them to cut the challah, new. So the child in his mind associates the bread with the word new. He wants new.
And I went there, my mother used to put a pouch of salt in my children's baby carriage.
Ah, so you see this, you see such a minute. Yeah, very good. So when people are sitting around and saying new, they're doing nothing. Yoishev batal. They're not learning, they're not saying Lashon Hara, constructive Lashon Hara. They're not doing anything. Bittul is the worst thing in the world. To sit around and do nothing? Couch potato? It's the worst thing. The Satan is makatrek on Klal Yisrael when you sit around and do nothing. So you have a big family, everyone's in the kitchen and washing, and people are sitting by the table. They're looking at each other like they're from Mars. Do nothing. The Satan is makatrek. Look at these Yosh, Batlonim. So this is the Shulchan Aruch. Batlonim. That's why you have to have salt on the table to be megan from the kitroik of the Satan that's makatrek when everyone is sitting around and doing nothing. That's one reason you have salt. Another reason you have salt is I'll call korban chatakrif melach. Every shulchan is called the mizbeach. Is a mizbeach. Bizman hazeh no korbanos. That your dining room table is the equivalent of a mizbeach. Your kitchen table is the equivalent of the mizbeach. And the food is a carbon, and when you eat l'shem shemayim, it's as if you bring a carbon. When you bring a carbon, al kol karboncha takrev melach. What is the nafkamina between these two reasons, which is a very important nafkamina, which halacha l'maisa, between these nafkaminas, do you have to dip the bread in the salt? If it's because of hagana protection, you have to dip the bread in the salt. We just finished. That bizman hazeh, our bread is choshev. If it's choshev, you don't need to dip. Why is there salt? To protect us. It's a Kabbalistic union to protect you. But you don't have to dip. But if it's because I'll call carbon chatak of melach, you have to dip. Now another thing, next thing. Do you dip the bread in salt or do you pour the salt on the bread? So it's brought down. This is also, I think in the Mishnah Brura, I'm sure, but this is brought down. I'm not into these things. I tell you Kabbalah. I don't know. But this is what it says. And people talk about this. But salt represents din, harsh judgment. Bread, al pi Kabbalah, represents kindness, chesed. When you dip the bread in the salt, the bread is on top and the salt is on the bottom. Chesed overcomes din. You take the salt shaker and you pour the salt over the bread, it's a big no-no. Because then din, harsh judgment, is prevailing upon kindness. So you should never do that.
What if you have a matzah though?
Matz is another story. That's another topic. Do you dip by matz? But what you're supposed to do is take the salt and pour the salt on a plate, on a utensil, and then take the bread and dip the bread in the salt because bread overcome salt. What happens if you don't have salt? So if you don't have salt, so some say you can use sugar. There's a complex discussion Chazal if sugar has the status in halacha as salt, even to the point of blood when they salt meat. Right? You ever hear this? They'll put me out of business like this if someone gets caught doing this. But let's say they go, you get butchered. I don't have salt. We ran out of salt. I don't have a chasana. We need a salt of meat. It's treif. It's blood. Could you use sugar instead of salt to draw out the blood? You would say, what? Salt has the koyach to be shayef, blood. Does sugar have the koyach to be shayef, blood? That's so pashut. So there are opinions that say that b'di'evit it's okay. There are opinions. I don't know how far you should go with that. Halacha l'maaseh, you get into a lot of trouble. What?
When I was taking chemistry, my chemistry teacher was Rav Soloveitchik's brother, Sam.
Yes, yes, yes.
So there's a proportion in Shulchan Aruch, I guess, of what proportion of salt, of sugar you should use in relation to how much salt.
Salt,
you
uh-huh.
And he showed that the osmotic pressure of that amount of
sugar
the was equivalent. The same equivalent,
okay, so
and
you
that
see
it was in fact the right amount.
Fascinating. Yeah. So there is a discussion. If you don't have salt, you can dip your bread in sugar. Let's say there's no salt, there's no sugar. So what's the next best thing? Is to dip bread in bread. Take another piece of bread and dip the bread in the bread. Why? Because lechem and melach have the same three letters, just in different shape, different order. So dip bread, lechem, in melach. You're also fulfilling the takana of dipping in salt. How many times should you dip? No one knows why. It says in Sifrei Kabbalah three times. There's no explanation for this. This is a discussion, no explanation for this. So one last thing. What about Friday night? So it's funny to us because we're not so makbid on these things. At least I can't speak for other people. But during the weekday, I don't think people are so makbid and salt and dipping in salt. It should be. These are things on the holy ground. When do people get all worked up about these things? Friday night, Shabbos. Right? Because Shabbos, you're all sitting around. It's more formal. But the truth is, the Chasam Sofer, Bedafka, Friday night, you don't dip in salt. Why not? Because let's go through the two reasons. Reason number one, first of all, is because of Haganah. You need protection from the Satan.
Shabbos
is Megan. Shabbos protects you from all problems. Don't worry about anything. Shabbos, like Pesach. Shabbos protects you. You want to, I'll call Karbon Chatag of Melach. There's no Karbon Friday night. Shabbos day, you can say you're bringing the Musaf. You're bringing the Tamish al Shachar. Friday night? You don't bring Karbonos Friday night. What?
Don't bring Karbonos any night.
You don't bring, but you need Haganah, you need protection.
But that's not this reason.
Okay, I hear no, but it could be that when you put a var on the Mizbeach, you do burn a var on the Mizbeach at night.
Okay.
And when you burn a var, you add salt. But Shabbos, you would not eat, you would do take care of that before Shabbos begins. Okay. So the Chasam Sofer is Minog, and many people follow the Chasam Sofer, is they have salt on the table. Because Haganah, you don't want to play around, even though it's Shabbos, you want protection. But to dip, that you don't do. Only Friday night. Only Friday night you don't dip.
So what do you do? Pour it on?
No, you just have it on the table.
You don't use salt on Friday
night? You don't use, so you have a salt on, you can use salt on your soup. They're talking about dipping bread. You have the salt on the table, prominently displayed, but you don't dip. You don't take the salt and pour it on the table and dip the bread.
What if you pour it on?
That you pour it on, so then you're doing din.
Right.
You're doing din on chesed.
So don't do any salt.
Any salt fine on the bread. Yeah.
Okay.
That's only the chesed. It appears from what I've seen that it's not right. It's not a popular minhag. It's a yechidim. There are certain yechidim who
kill a
they don't dip bread in salt Friday night.
Excellent.
On the mark. What? The minhag ha'olam, from what I've seen, I don't know. I never knew all these things until yesterday. The minhag, what appears, what I've seen, it's all in the sefer called Chendas, brand new sefer, hot off the press. I was so taken by the sefer, that's why I wanted to do the minhagim with you. Called Chendas Yisrael, is that the minhag ha'olam is to dip Friday night. It's a minhag of the Chasam Sofer. People, Chasam, the meaning of the Chasam Sofer, if you learn about the Chasam Sofer, could I spend time learning about his life? Unbelievable person. Like, it's just mind-boggling what a person could accomplish, what he accomplished, what he did for Klal Yisrael. It's just incredible. And he lived not so long ago. And the Chasam Sofer, people who are into the Chassam Sofer, he has a very big family, followers, and this and that, so that's their minna. But the average person dips Friday night the bread in the salt. I think I covered everything I wanted to say. What? Oh, so you're talking about matzah. There are different in hogim. There are different in hogim. When it comes to dipping matzah in salt, there are different customs. Some do it, some don't. Okay, some do it, some don't. That's what I remember seeing.
There's no salt in the matzah.
There's no salt in the matzah, so do you dip so that you don't eat, it's a little shimurim, so you don't need salt. And also, when you eat the matzah mitzvah, you definitely, definitely do not, there's no salt, because that's lechem oini, no salt whatsoever. But during the remainder of Pesach, during the 7 days of Pesach, do you dip the matzah in the salt? There are different customs, some do and some don't.
You don't get the taste of the matzah,
you said the first night you definitely don't.
No, the Chassam Sofer says. Only the Chassam Sofer. The Minach Chassam Sofer, the Seder? The Seder, the first night, definitely not. Definitely not. You don't dip the matzah in the salt by the night of the Seder. The remaining days of Pesach, do you dip the matzah in matzah and salt? There are different customs. What about doing Sukkot honey? Do both. You do both. You dip it in salt, and you add some honey. There's no contradiction to having both honey and salt.
Why can't you say there's salt on the table?
So it's a different. It's not the same as a chaf. It's not an similar sound. Okay, similar sound. Malchus of Shabbos. Chaf and the chaf and the. Okay, an idea. It's an idea. I hear. Okay, we'll stop here.